The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah says in the beginning of the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, Chof Tes Amid Beis, Yom Tiv Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechali is B'Shavas B'Mikdash Ha'Yutaykin Ha'Velev Medina. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, they blow Shofar in the Mikdash, but not abroad, not in the Medina. The Gemara says, Manah Nimili, how do we know this? So initially, Reb Levi Bar Lachma says in the name of Reb Chaim Bar Chanina, there's two psukim. One pasuk says, Shabbos Ein Zichur Ein Trua, which sounds like you just mentioned the Trua, you read the psukim of the Trua, but you don't actually blow. And the other pasuk says, Yem Trua Yeh Lachem, which is the source of our blowing of the Shofar. So how do we answer this contradiction? Dr. Gemara, one is talking about on Shabbos, where we just do Zichur Ein Trua, we don't blow. And one is talking about during the week. And hence, we only blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechali Yisbechel, not on Shabbos. If that's the case, then how do we blow in the Beis HaMikdash? The Torah says beferish that on Shabbos you don't blow. The Torah does not differentiate. And secondly, is Shofar a Malacha at all that we need to exclude it on Shabbos? Frek the Gemara. The Tana Devei Shmuel, Kol Malachas Avei Deleisatsu, Yotzot Kiyas Shofar Rediyas Apas. Shei Chochma Ve'in a Malacha. So Kiyas Shofar and Rediyas Apas are classified as a Chochma and not a Malacha, and therefore it is not so logical to say that we can't blow Shofar on Shabbos. Rather, Elo Amar Rav is Efti Gemara Midereis Mishoshay. You're allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos, and that we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos is because of Gzeirah Shemiyavirenu Dalad Amis Mishosaravim, a famous Gzeirah of Rava that he said not to blow Shofar on Shabbos because people might come to Chas V'Shalom carry it in Mishosaravim in order to learn how to blow or how to make the bracha. Some say, and the same thing the Gemara says applies, of course, to lulav and Megillah, as we know that you're not allowed to blow to shake lulav on Rosh Hashanah, on Sukkot, excuse me, you don't shake lulav on Sukkot, and you do not read the Megillah on Purim Shechali Yisper Shabbos, because of Shemi Avirena Dalad Amis B'Shasarabim. Rashi explains that the reason why in the Beis HaMikdash they did blow Shofar on Shabbos according to this was because of the concept of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Now, it's incumbent on us to understand exactly why Kiya Shofar Rediyas Apas, that's the Chochma Ve'ina Malacha, what exactly is it now? Is it a Isser D'Rabbanon, not to blow Shofar on Shabbos, or is it not even that? It's a Chochma Ve'ina Malacha, and perhaps Motel L'Chadchila. On Maskanas HaGemara, what is the status of blowing Shofar? We'll start, obviously, with Taisus Dibur Maskel Rediyas, but I would like to preface that with what the Marsha explains, which I think is what Taisus is coming to address. L'Chari, the Gemara was wondering why we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. If blowing Shofar was an Issa D'Rabbanon, the Gemara could have said that the reason why we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos is because of that itself. You're not allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos, albeit an Issa D'Rabbanon. Unless you'll tell me, no, an Issa D'Rabbanon. We know that a mitzvah D'Oraisa is always Deicha Alois to say D'Oraisa. So if a mitzvah D'Oraisa can be Deicha Alois to say D'Oraisa, certainly a mitzvah to say D'Oraisa blowing Shofar is going to be Deicha an Issa D'Rabbanon of blowing Shofar on Shabbos, which is why we actually blow Shofar on Yontif, even though perhaps it's an Issa D'Rabbanon. However, if that is the case, why then aren't you allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos because of the Issa D'Rabbanon of Shevi Shemi Yavirenu Dalad Amis B'Shasarabim? What is the difference? That question being mentioned, I believe we can now understand Taisus. Taisus begins by discussing that Rediyas Apas in our Gemara is Mevur that it's Mutar L'Chadchila. So in this vein, we could explain, since we're wondering why the Gemara choiced Shemi Yavirenu Dalad Amis B'Shasarabim over the Issa D'Rabbanon of blowing Shofar, maybe it's because there's no Issa D'Rabbanon of blowing Shofar. The Gemara says, "Kol Malachas Avei Deleisatsu, Yotzot Kiyas Shofar Rediyas Apas Sheichochma Ve'ina Malacha." That even D'Rabbanon it's mutter. However, the Gemara in Shabbos says that Rediyas Apas is also min haTorah, D'Rabbanon. Zokh the Rabbeinu Chananel. It depends what type of Rediyas Apas. If you're talking about Rediyas Apas before the baking, then the dough is still soft and it's actually more of a malacha. However, if you're talking about like an arsbeg, you reduce the fast afterwards, then it's not a malacha at all. Taisa says, Abuchinam Dachak Rabbeinu Chananel did not have to go through this to differentiate between the reduce the fast over here and over there, because even over here we could say it's Issa D'Rabbanon, and in fact, Taisa stresses that Avada, Kiyas Shofar, is the Issa D'Rabbanon, and he brings a raya from a Gemara and Chulin, we will try to discuss later, that says, Kiyas Shofar Begvulun Techiach Shatzvecha Deicha Yontev Ein Vado Deicha Shabbos. And Taisa concludes, so if that's the case, that Shofar is the Issa D'Rabbanon, the way the Marsha explained, that there's a difference between the Isidra Abon of Shemi Abiren and Dalaram and Spisha Sarabim, which is strong enough to make us refrain from blowing Shaifer, whereas the Isidra Abon of Chachma Ba'inim Alach of Kiyas Shaifer, which Tais has just established, is not strong enough, and for that itself we would have blown Shaifer. Now, what does Taisus mean that blowing Shaifer is the Isidra Abonon? So the Magen Avraham is in Tavkot Peches, it's cut in Dalid, as well as the Yom Trua over here, both say that the Isidra Abonon is the Isidra Abonon that we know of Shema Yisak and Klei Shir. We know that music and dancing and other stuff are also on Shabbos and Yontif because of the Xeri that perhaps somebody might come to actually prepare himself a musical instrument, as the Gemara brings in Bei Alamed. Now, they want to learn that the Isidra Abonon that Taisus is talking about is that Isidra Abonon of Xeri Shema Yisak and Klei Shir. The Shagas Aryeh, however, in Simon Kufhei, where he's marach about these topics, seems to assume that no, it's a new Isser of Chachma Ve'ina Malacha, as does the Aruch Lener here in the Sugya. Just to give a little bit of insight on the Machlekes, apparently the Magen Avraham and the Yom Trua did not want to say that Taisus is fabricating a new Isser Derabbanan and coining a new Isser Derabbanan of blowing Shaifer, which we have no source for. They wanted it to be part, to latch it on to one of the existing Isurim Derabbanan. Whereas the Shagas Aryeh and the Aruch Lener are taking the sugya at face value that the Gemara is discussing whether it's usur or not, and the Gemara says it's not included in the Issa Malacha and it's Chochma Ve'ina Malacha, to the extent that Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say that it's mutter to blow Shofar or Radiyas HaPas, and therefore they say that it's Issa Derabbanan of Chochma Ve'ina Malacha, it's a new thing. In fact, according to the Yom Trua and the Magen Avraham, one would have to explain what does Rabbeinu Chananel hold, or what would the Magen Avraham hold, for example, about Radiyas HaPas, which seems to have been aligned with that. In any event, Taisus' maskana is that blowing Shofar is the Isidra Abonon. The same thing can be found in the Taisus on the following daf over here, Lamed Amad Aleph on top, and Divrei Maskul B'Yavne. The Taisus concludes, without going into all the details, the Yesh Isidra Shvus B'Dover L'Tkaya V'Chinom B'Shabbos. I personally would have assumed that perhaps Taisus only adds with the word Shabbos the Yesh Isser Shvus B'Dover L'Tkaya V'Chinom B'Shabbos, that one is not allowed to blow for no reason on Shabbos, is because Taisus was talking about a scenario of Shabbos. And if you look in the Piskei Taisus, actually, it says someone that already heard Shofar, Ein L'Tkaya Chinom, should not blow again, and it says B'Shabbos in parentheses. Now, if it's a Isser Derabbanan because of Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, or even a new Isser Derabbanan of Chachma Ve'Ina Malacha, logic would dictate that it doesn't make a difference if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. For example, on a regular Rosh Hashanah, would somebody be allowed to blow Shofar Stam if he would just like to blow Shofar for enjoyment or such? Apparently it would be this Isser Derabbanan on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos. Now, although the Gemara here did bring Kol Melechus Avodah Lo Yisasu, and Taisus in Divrei Maskil Kol discusses that it's talking about Yom Tov, and moreover, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis also quotes this, and Rashi says over there, Malachas Tairich, which perhaps would lead one to wonder if maybe this is a separate type of Isser, and maybe only Shabbos that's more Chomer would have this Isser, because it's a Chachma Ve'ina Malach, it's a new Isser, but Yom Tov wouldn't have it. And therefore it's very good why the Taisus and the One Gears and the Piskei Taisus would say that it's only Isser on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. However, La Halacha, we assume that blowing Shofar is Isser on Yom Tov and on Shabbos just the same. There's also a Rashi and the Aflamad Gimel in the Suya of Mesaskin over there that's mashma, that although you can encourage children and so on with regard to Shofar, but you would not want to blow it just for that purpose. Some actually say that if you're blowing Shofar for women, since they are not obligated to hear Shofar because it's a mitzvah seisha as man grama, therefore somebody that was already yoitze should not blow for them. We, however, paskin not like that, and it's a big tumult which has a lot to do with Taisus and Chulin, which we'll see in a moment. And there's another major issue is, if let's say somebody's not sure if he was Yotze Shofar or not. So the Rosh over here in Siman Yud Aleph discusses a story that happened that they blew Shofar and someone wanted them to go blow it again because they did not like how they were blown. They weren't sure if they were Yotze. And the Rosh brings Rav Haigen and other Rishonim that it's so not clear to blow again because Yesh Isser Shvus B'Dover to blow again for no reason. And we see that everybody's assuming that it's Isser Derabbanan. I must add that I was wondering, if we need a description of this Isser Derabbanan, why doesn't anyone mention that it's Uvda Dechol? Maybe it's Uvda Dechol to blow a Shofar. But Lamaisa, I did not see anybody that says that. The Taz, in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Vav Sitkat and Beis, discusses a new avenue over here. He says that even if you say that blowing shofar is Eser Derabanan, but perhaps in Rosh Hashanah itself, for the purpose of maybe you weren't Yaitzeh, or for women, or even just because you'd like to blow shofar again on Rosh Hashanah, you have a new svara of Hayal V'Ishtari Ishtari. Since we allow you to blow shofar L'Tzarech Mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, during the week obviously, well, then it should be allowed the whole day. So in other words, having established, according to Taisus and many Rishonim, that there is Eser Derabanan to blow shofar, perhaps it would nevertheless, although be forbidden on Sukkot and Pesach, would be mutter throughout the day of Rosh Hashanah because of Hayal V'Ishtari Ishtari. That being the case, the Rishonim that said that you're not allowed to blow again for Suffolk and Yesh Shvus B'Dover apparently did not hold of the Taz and Heter. There's also a Svara that we'll get to later with regard to Hoyel V'Hutra L'Tzarech, Hutra Namish Eloy L'Tzarech. With regard to women, an Isha that is not Mechuyiv in blowing Shofar, but she would like to blow Shofar because it's a Mitzvah Aseh Shas Man Grama, which we Paskin like the Ramah, that women have a key in a mitzvah and they could actually say v'tzivanu, as is customary for many, many women to go and hear the shofar. Are you allowed to carry in Rishus HaRabim to blow shofar for women? Or do we say that that's not called a tzarech? Obviously, logic would say that it is a tzarech because they want to be yoked to the mitzvah of shofar. And even though they're not obligated to hear it, but they would like to hear it, why is it worse than if they want a piece of cake that they're allowed to carry it on Yontif? However, there's a tesis in Chulin which we must get to right away. The Gemara in Chulin discusses, as Tosfos quoted, as a proof that there is a Issa Derabanan to blow Shofar on Yontif and on Shabbos. The Gemara discusses over there about if somebody shechted on Yontif, if he could do Kisei Adam. So the Gemara introduces the following Kal V'Chomer. Umam Yilo Shevado Adoicha Shabbos Ein Tzvecha Adoicha Yontif Kisei She'ein Vado Adoicha Shabbos Ein Ligdin She'ein Tzvecha Adoicha Yontif. Just like Mila, which when it's for sure the 8th day, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, but if you're not sure if it's the 8th day, if it's Bein HaShemash, it's when the baby was born, and you're not sure is this the 8th day or the 9th day, or the 7th day, you're not allowed to Deicha Shabbos for the Mila, Deicha Yanta for the Mila. So Kisei, which is not Deicha Shabbos, certainly a Suffolk Kisei Adam, for example, if you Shech the Kvi, which you're not sure if it's a Chaya or if it's a Behemah, and a Behemah does not need Kisei Adam, only a Chaya, there, you would not be able to do Kisei Adam, because the Sveika shouldn't be Deicha Yontif, since it's Vadoa, it's not Deicha Shabbos. A Kal V'Chomer from Mila. Amar Loi, so the Gemara responds, Kiyas Shofar B'Gvulim Teichiach. Blowing Shofar will be a Raya not like that, because a Vadai Shofar is not Deicha Shabbos, and a Sveika is Deicha Yontif. For example, a Tumtum blows Shofar on Yontif. This was Taisis's Raya, that there's an Issa Derabanan to blow Shofar on Yontif. Because otherwise, what would be the problem of a Tumtum blowing Shofar on Yontif? Even if the Tumtum is a woman who's not obligated, but what's wrong with blowing a Shofar? Apparently, there's an Issa Derabanan to blow a Shofar, and only B'machah Mitzvah are you allowed to do it. Taisus asks over here that the Kal V'Chomer does not align with the whole Sugya in Chulin and pay Dalet Amud Beis. Because the reason why Yivado is not Deicha Shabbos by Shofar is the Zaytig Adin of Shemi Yavi Reno Dal Ramas B'Shus Harabim. It's not something that applies in Yontif altogether. So the first Teres in Taisus is a big Chiddush. He says that with regard to women, we should have said that you can't carry it on Yontif. That since we have a Tumtum blowing on Yontif, we see that you're allowed to carry it for the purpose of the Tumtum, and it shouldn't be allowed, because an Isha is not Mechuyiv in Tkiyas Shofar. So from this Taisus we see a lot of Chiddushim. First of all, we see that Taisus holds, like we mentioned earlier, a tzad, that if a woman wants to blow shofar on Yontif, she's not necessarily allowed to carry for that purpose. And by the way, even though the Gzer Shem Yavirem Dal Ramas V'Shir Sarabim was Pashta said by Shabbos, it wasn't said by Yontif. So how would we fabricate it on our own? But that's what Taisus says. And second of all, a Tumtum is a Sofik that maybe it's an Ish and a Tchayv, and maybe it's an Isha and it's Potter. So al Sofik they write to the Chumra, they're blowing a shofar. So besides for the issue that an Isha alone shouldn't be considered a Tzairich, there's another issue that mitzad the din of Safak Deiraisa L'chumra to blow Shofar, it should have also been considered a Tzairich. Shagas Aryeh deduces from this Taisus those two points, that a woman is not allowed to carry a Shofar in Rosh Hashanah Rabim on Yontif, because it's not called a Tzairich, and also someone who has a Safak Deiraisa L'chumra, for example, someone who's not sure if he was Yotze Shofar or not. It's a Safak Deiraisa, and he is not allowed to carry it, even though he has a tzarech of Safek Deiraisa. The Shari Tshuva obviously says that depends if Safek Deiraisa is L'chumra Min HaTorah or Midir Abonon. Some say there's a difference between Mitzvahs and Averis, and that is a big conversation in all the Poskim, whether or not a Safik is considered a Tzarech, is a mitzvah different than Isurin, and so on and so forth. But what we take of this L'maisa is that Taisus seems to say that Shemi Aviren does apply in Rosh Hasharabim, and that therefore you would not be able to apply, I mean even on Yontif it applies, and you would not be able to carry a Shofar or a Lulav for an Isha to do a Mitzvah Aseich as Man Groma in Rosh Hasharabim. Why is it different than a piece of cake? That is not a piece of cake at all, actually. L'chayri, you have to say that Taisus and the Shai Gassariyeh hold that if you were going to do this because of your own personal desire, then perhaps we could consider that a tzairich. But if the reason why you're going to do this is because of the mitzvah, so on the mitzvah scale, that is not considered a tzairich, since there's no obligation. Now, if a woman would want to do this because she feels like she has nothing to do with the holiday, or something like that, in other words, as a result of the mitzvah seishas man groma, which she has a key a mitzvah, she really wants to do it and she feels badly to do it, then there would be what to discuss, that it's like a piece of cake. That's what I want to suggest. But if the only reason why she's carrying it in Rosh Hasharabim, the lulav or the shofar, was because of the mitzvah, since it's not a mitzvah that she is obligated to do, it is therefore considered by Taisus and the Shagas Aryeh not a tzarech. In any event, l'maskana, the Pais can say that b'makam safik or b'makam ha'isha b'mitzvah ha'seisha z'man groma, it is better to prevent from blowing shofar, and it is better to prevent from carrying a shofar or a lulav in Rosh Hasharabim for the purpose of a woman. Baruch Hashem, the customary women that go to blow shofar every single year usually do it without carrying the shofar in Rosh Hasharabim, so this is not of a concern. But should it be necessary, Paiskim are rather stringent about carrying it in Rosh Hasharabim due to the Taisus and the Shai Gassariyeh that we just discussed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.